This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. A Chinese delegation to South Korea has wrapped up its visit after briefing local lawmakers on the achievements of the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China. During the visit, the delegation met with officials from South Korea's National Assembly, political parties and the government, held briefing sessions for senior officials, local organizations, media and think tanks. The South Korean side expressed congratulations on the success of the 19th CPC National Congress and lauded the influence of the Party Congress to the world. The delegation started the three-day visit on Tuesday at the invitation of the South Korean Foreign Ministry. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has said that China hopes South Korea will continue to properly handle the THAAD missile defense system issue. Wang made the remarks during talks with his South Korean counterpart Kang Kyung-hwa in Beijing. Wang has acknowledged South Korea's pledge that it has no intention of harming China's security interests. He called for joint efforts from the two sides to minimize their differences and create conditions for the full recovery of bilateral ties. For her part, Kang Kyung-hwa says South Korea is pleased that the two countries are making joint efforts to overcome the difficulties which currently affect bilateral relations. Kang pledged further action to promote early normalization of bilateral ties. Zimbabwe's incoming president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has thanked Zimbabweans and the military for their support. In his first public address to supporters upon his return to Zimbabwe from exile, Mnangagwa said he was humbled by the outpouring of support after he was thanked by former President Robert Mugabe 2 weeks ago. He immediately pledged to serve the people, saying all Zimbabweans need to unite and grow the economy for employment creation. Mnangagwa, due for swearing-in on Friday, said Zimbabwe needs the support of the international community in order to rebuild its battered economy. The Cuban and North Korean governments have vowed to strengthen ties amid escalating political tensions with Washington. The pledge has been made during a meeting between Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and his visiting North Korean counterpart Ri Yu-ho. Rodriguez reiterated Havana's position that the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula can only be resolved through dialogue and negotiations. The Cuban official also rejected unilateral sanctions and the inclusion of North Korea in the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism, a recent move made by the Trump administration. The North Korean foreign minister arrived in Cuba on Monday and is expected to meet with Cuban President Raul Castro on Wednesday. The U.S. Navy says 8 people who were recovered from the crash of a transport aircraft in the Pacific are in good condition. The Navy says that the 8 are now on board the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. Their C-2 Greyhound transport plane crashed while on its way to the carrier on Wednesday in the Philippine Sea, where the U.S. and Japanese navies were holding exercises. The search continues for 3 other missing personnel. Police in Guangdong have detained 7 people for underground banking, suspected to be worth 20 billion yuan, or about $3 billion. A total of 10,000 people and 148 accounts are suspected of being involved in the scheme. The suspects allegedly made profits using exchange rates between the yuan and Hong Kong dollars. The investigation is continuing. Official data show the Chinese companies abroad hired more than 100,000 more local employees last year than in 2015. The National Development and Reform Commission, China's top economic planner, says the number of local employees working for Chinese companies abroad rose to more than 1.3 million last year. The data also show that China's global outbound direct investment, which includes corporate mergers, acquisitions, and startups, reached nearly $1.4 trillion by the end of 2016. Foreign direct investment into the Chinese mainland added up to $1.8 trillion by the end of last year. 2 giant pandas have been released to a natural reserve in Sichuan in an effort to increase the animals' population in the wild. Pandas Yunxue and Baxi, a captive-bred pair born in 2015, were released at the Lizhi Ping Nature Reserve. This is the second pair of pandas to be released at the reserve. 2 pandas, Huayan and Zhangmeng, were released last year. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.